Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Taspi. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Taspi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taspi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Luplow moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bressuit moves to second. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. One out. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasbai hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Luplow strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Romano and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bressoud is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Ramos reaches second base with a double. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the mound. Ramos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yastrzemski moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Romano and he is out, held applying the tag. 2 outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bresud hits a fly ball into left field. Laplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ramos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. 1 out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kirkland fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kirkland. Clinton goes all the way around to score. Runnels moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Laplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laplau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Laplau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-3 in the game. Monbouquet hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplow. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Geiger moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Bill Daly now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Dick Raditz now pitching. Gene Green pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.